From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 12th. Big day in sports, let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football, Who Am I? Guest Premier League star No 23. Welcome to our Who Am I? Babe, the rules are simple. Each day there's a new footballer, and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. 3 is a good score, 4 or 5 points is exceptional. Why did all the desire? The main 2026 Formula One races live on Sky Sports F1, starting with the Dutch GP from August 21-23. Formula One President Stefano Domenicali says drivers can have their opinion and are not being stopped from criticizing the sports power unit regulations. So take part and return for more tomorrow. Today's player and clues set by BBC Sports' Floris Nelson. Next, second, from Sky Sports. Everyone can have an opinion. F1 President responds to regulations criticism. Up next, third, from PFT All. CBS continues to talk to NFL about a new broadcast deal. CBS is still in talks with the NFL about a fresh broadcast agreement. The league can end its current deal early, and because CBS has changed ownership, the NFL can reopen negotiations. Reports say the NFL may want to raise CBS's annual fee from $2.1 billion to $3 billion, but talks have stalled amid legal issues tied to CBS's pairing the company's Warner Bros. Discovery acquisition. CBS Sports President David Brisson said the relationship remains strong and that they're discussing viewership success and the network's long-standing dominance, but offered no new details. No decision is expected before the 2026 season, so the next round of talks likely won't start until 2027, giving the commissioner extra leverage as his contract nears renewal. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing. Former NFL reporter Michelle Tafoya wins Minnesota Senate primary. It's common sense versus crazy. Michelle Tafoya had NBC attached to her name for 11 years, and now, the former NFL reporter is one step closer to attaching Armin to her name. Tafoya has been declared the winner of Minnesota's Republican Senate primary, per NBC News, with a sizable victory over Adam Schwarz and Royce White. Yes, that Royce White? Jason Garrett must be thrilled. Thank you, Minnesota. The four-time Sports Emmy winner posted on X, formerly Twitter, I am honored to be the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate. Tonight's results show Minnesotans are ready for a new direction. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing this story in the last day. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing. David Brisson. Conversations continue with NFL despite reportedly stalled rights negotiations. Much of CBS NFL Media Day on Tuesday rightfully centered on the fallout from the network's decision to bench Tony Romo while he addresses his impaired driving arrest from last month. But CBS Sports President David Brisson also took a moment to discuss the status of his network's media rights talks with the NFL, which are reportedly on hold until CBS parent company Paramount resolves litigation regarding its agreement to acquire Warner Bros. Discovery. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every zone and thing you own that you need it so. Vote on.